Hello and welcome again to another fun-filled few minutes of information and cybersecurity awareness. My name is Joe Hayden, and I'm the Senior Security Analyst for San Juan Regional Medical Center, and I work remotely for the Compliance Department, and I want to take this opportunity to discuss some tips and tricks for being safe in today's cyber world. So ask yourself, how can I be more cyber aware? Well, first and foremost, beware of phishing attacks. I don't think I can express this too much. It's the number one hacking vector, taking advantage of the human factor and the weakest link in security. Report suspicious emails using the report message button on the Outlook toolbar, and I'll investigate and report and respond to you. Did you know phishing attacks are not just conducted through email? That's right, they are conducted on social media platforms too. So be careful what you click on, respond to, or submit your logon credentials to. Another form of phishing is known as vishing or voice phishing. It's a particular interest since the cyber criminals will try to trick you into divulging your account credentials and other sensitive information about patient data, business information, or your bank account, credit cards, etc., over the phone. Don't fall for it. If you suspect someone of trying to vish you, simply hang up and report the vish attempt to us in IT security or the compliance office. If you fall for a voice vish and divulge sensitive information or your network credentials, please report it immediately to IT security by contacting the compliance office or myself directly. Secondly, I'm sure you've heard of the use of unique passwords. Using the same password for logging in to multiple accounts might seem easy and more convenient, but it also makes things easier for the hackers. When hackers steal a password you use, they can get into all of your accounts and become you. Your password should be strong and use numbers, uppercase letters, lowercase letters, and special characters. And we recommend that you use passphrases and use multi-factor authentication when available. If cyber criminals guess your password, they probably won't guess your MFA code. This keeps your online accounts more secure. The third tip is to log out from services on the internet you have logged on to, such as banking sessions and other accounts where you have sensitive information. Once done with the business you need to conduct, log out and close your browsing window. This is really important, especially when you're using public Wi-Fi in an internet cafe or other establishments offering free Wi-Fi. You never know who you're going to be sitting next to or who is trying to hack your sessions. Use a virtual private network or VPN connection for secure sessions if needed. Again, use multi-factor authentication when available to keep your logon sessions more secure. Fourthly, I know it's not always easy, but keep your software on your computers and your phones up to date. Oftentimes, the software written by humans has mistakes, otherwise known as flaws, that can compromise internet safety. Cyber criminals can scan the internet for devices running old software versions with flaws and then target those devices specifically to hack them. Make sure security updates to your computer software is set to automatic update. Keep your antivirus software up to date. Doing so will more than likely keep your computer secure from unwanted malware. Fifth, keep your personal information professional and limited. Potential employers and customers don't need to know your personal relationship status or your home address. You wouldn't hand personal information out to strangers individually, so don't hand it out to millions of people online. Sixth, make purchases from secure websites. You can identify secure websites by looking for an address that starts with HTTPS, where the S stands for secure. Sites may also be marked with a padlock icon next to the address bar. And lastly, turn on parental controls. If you have children of any age, you need a strategy for how to keep them safe online. The internet is a great place for learning and entertainment for children, but can also be a place where they should only be able to view age-appropriate images, videos, and information. Limit their screen time without direct supervision. Have conversations about cybersecurity and online safety with them as appropriate. These are just a few tips and tricks used to keep you, your family, and this includes seniors, and others safe in our cyber world. You all know we in IT security have been educating the organization of the dangers of phishing and other cyber threats. And these threats are not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, they'll probably get worse. But you can be ready and make yourself smart on the tactics of those wishing to do you, our patients, or our company harm. Remember to share this information you've learned with your coworkers, friends, and family. And when you visit the cybersecurity page on the San Juan intranet, for more information, you can visit the cybersecurity page on the San Juan intranet for more helpful information, hints, tips, and alerts, as well as 5 seasons of the award-winning Inside Man short films designed to educate all of us on the ups and downs and the ins and outs of cybersecurity. Thank you for listening.